Okay, so a while back, I did an interview at the Children's Discovery Museum in Uptown Normal, and as I was walking back to the station along Buford Street, I glanced into the university galleries and saw these amazing, huge, and I mean like floor-to-ceiling huge, colorful inflatables. And it turns out it's the latest exhibition called Clot Tot Hot Knot by Claire Ashley. The curator of the show is Jason Judd, and he says he's really excited to be showing Ashley's work at the university galleries because her creations, like her titles, reveal the playful side of contemporary art. The exhibition is spread over two galleries, and it features these very large, inflated pneumatic sculptures. They're billowing plastic tarps that are splashed, in many cases, with day-glow colors. Judd says the shapes imitate cartoons.
But they also imitate androgynous body parts. So you get that feeling of a skin or a membrane. And, you know, they kind of act as characters as well.
What is Claire trying to achieve with this installation?
Her work, really as a whole, achieves this monumental scale of art making, but also tackles issues of being funny and humorous, being approachable at the same time. She likes to think about how approachable contemporary art can be. So in an art historical sense, modernism after 1950s, there's a lot of large sculpture being made by men, Richard Serra or Donald Judd, and you also have abstract expressionism. I look at Claire Ashley and she's making forms huge, just as big as maybe Picasso in Chicago, but with stitching and with air.
What is the material that it's made out of?
So the material is actually PVC coated drop cloths.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So it is a painter's material that she sews together.
What would you say are the dimensions of this?
This one, I would say, is 7 by 8.5 radius. As you'll see, there's some rather large ones in the other gallery.
Let's go look. Oh my God. They're ginormous.
They are
ginormous. A whole bunch of them in here. I just want to throw myself at them, which I know is wrong. You don't do that in an art gallery. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like an adult version of the Children's Discovery Museum.
It is.
I mean, this one it goes from floor to ceiling, and your ceilings here are very high indeed.
They are very high. The largest one over here, she made this especially for us. Her studio is very tiny, so she makes them in her backyard and inflates them. So there's this dual nature of folding them up and painting and taking them outside, inflating them and painting them again.
But it takes probably hours to fill them up.
You know, I would say it takes about 30, 35 minutes for the largest one to fill. But there's some wrestling. So installing the show was nothing like I've ever experienced, where you hang or you have video projections. This installing is very hands-on. You have to touch the art. You have to move it. It doesn't just inflate like a balloon. You have to kind of guide it to inflate it.
So was that your biggest challenge when putting this up?
You know, it was great because we had Claire here. So she was here throughout the entire process. Nobody knows how to install her work better than she does. You know what? The nets,
yeah,
holding some of that was actually the biggest challenge of it all.
A lot of people have been saying to me, they walk by the windows, mm-hmm, and they look in and they see these things and they're very attractive. Was it in your mind that this would be a really good installation for the summertime because it has such a fun aspect to it?
Well, I think it is fun. You know, it's very populous. I think, you know, for the same reason I wanted to curate Claire, it's the same reason that people want to come into the gallery. Like, right off the bat, what is that? So getting people in and starting to talk about what is this and then starting to talk about some issues in her practice and some issues in contemporary art, you know, I think is a very successful kind of approach. And we have these big, beautiful windows, so why not kind of showcase these as well? You know, I've talked to Claire a lot about the history of these objects, and she's had people think that they are bouncy castles because they resemble bouncy castles so much that it's kind of, you can't fault someone for wanting to do it. Well, you know, hopefully in the confines of an art gallery, you understand that maybe it's not a bouncy castle. But that's one of the kind of push and pull tensions of this work, too, that it's familiar, but also it's intellectual in a way that you can manhandle it like a bouncy castle. It's for you to think about, not play on.
I like this one because it's long tubes and it folds back in on mm-hmm. itself. There's sort of an intestinal aspect to it. Mm-hmm.
It is intestinal. Her work is a lot of dealing with issues of the body and motherhood, too. So thinking about the softness, thinking about kind of phallic forms, thinking about stretch marks or pregnant bellies as some of the membranes. So it kind of has this twofold where it's kind of flashy and enjoyable, but also has this kind of sexual side as well.
Her color choices are interesting. This one right over here is very soft. Mm-hmm. It's very muted. But over here, this ginormous one in the corner, there's a lot of neon going on. Mm-hmm. What is it about her choices? How does she make the choices between going one way and going another?
Well, throughout her career, she's always used bright colors, predating the inflatables as well. So the more muted colors were a whole show for a previous exhibition. So as a total, she brought everything here. We kind of dealt with everything that she brought and put it all together. So you do get this kind of eclectic overlook of the bright colors that she is known for before this muted color palette here.
For art collectors who would view these works, how would you recommend somebody actually incorporate this into their own private collection? I mean, you would need at the very least cathedral ceilings to fit some of these in. How could you help somebody with that?
Well, that's a great question. If an art collector were to acquire one of these, it's so simple because they deflate and they fold. And, you know, you have to take care and preserve it in the proper ways and proper humidity. But it is the same object stored as it is when it's full. It's the same object. It does not produce the same atmosphere, and it doesn't really engage people in the same way. It's not meant to be seen folded, but can be stored folded. So you kind of get the best of both worlds if someone like me were to inquire about getting a piece of Claire Ashley's from a collector. You know, I get a lot of bang for my buck then at the same time.
I understand that there's also soundscapes involved in this show. Can you tell me more about that?
So the soundscapes are from a collaborator, Joshua Pedersen, and she often collaborates with him for performances and for installations like this. This is such an environment, right? Like a landscape of these forms, that the audio really brings that extra sensory part to your experience here. And the sound is this electronic or gushing and bodily, this, you know, that really mimics the forms, and the forms really mimic the sounds.
We don't have just great big installations. We've got small, almost beanbag size pieces here from Claire, right here next to the entrance to the exhibit.
So the smaller work, I think, is a nice comparison to the large work to see how these forms that are very similar to the big forms work on a hand-sized scale that are more intimate. As you can tell, when they're together, they still have that kind of cartoonish or character form where it's a group of beings and not just a pile of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So the activation is still there, just like the room that you walk into after seeing this.
Well, I understand that there's going to be an interesting event on the roundabout mm-hmm. coming up toward the end of the run of this. Can you tell me about that?
So the sculptures are not only part painting, part sculpture, but they're also a wearable form as well. So on the roundabout, performers will get inside some of these forms and will kind of frolic, pounce around the roundabout with Joshua Pedersen, the collaborator, playing a live soundtrack as well.
It's like being inside one of those big hamster balls.
It is like being inside one of those big hamster balls. Sometimes she has people's legs sticking out of the forms.
Oh.
This time, everybody will be totally immersed in these kind of morsel membranes where you don't even know a person is in there.
That's Jason Jugg, curator at the University Galleries. The show Clot, Tot, Hot, Not is up through September 11th. I'm Laura Kennedy.